one small step for a man living in Fingal, Tasmania, in an old bank, one giant leap for the world of fashion. Hamish Thompson has gathered a few items in his time.
I just collected all sorts of things. None of it has any intrinsic value, really. But I just love objects that, like, have a story.
One thing is his star attraction.
I've got a replica Apollo 11 spacesuit. It looks like the real thing, like the one that Neil Armstrong trod on the moon in. And I've had it for about 15 years. I used to own a public relations agency in London. And I used to wear it into the office on a regular basis. And we also had this thing in the square at Somerset House, which was London Fashion Week. So I happened to be wearing the suit in one day when London Fashion Week was on. And I got to the entrance and I decided to accessorize the suit with a scarf to look a little bit more flamboyant. And I walked in and the paparazzi went nuts. There were light bulbs going off around me, and I had to do interviews with kind of Italian fashion television and stuff. But the really great thing was, if you roll forward 6 months to the next fashion catwalk shows, there were loads of spacesuit inspired outfits on the catwalk.
No.
So I am able to say to my kids that I changed the course of fashion history.
But did Coco Chanel have any of these?
I collect pencil sharpeners.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got one that, I mean, I've got about 50 of them, I suppose, but one of them is kind of like cat shaped. And when you put the cat, when you put the pencil into the cat, it makes a, yes. It makes it sound like a cat.
Look, importantly, which bit of the cat do you put the pencil in, Hamish?
I'm not saying.
Right, okay. It is as I suspected.
I know.
And what is its temperature? And we haven't got to what he calls the crime and horror knitting patterns yet.
The sort of knitting patterns that they kind of were producing back in the 50s and 60s. If you look at them, there's a rather dark streak of them. So there are a lot of rather sinister-looking men wearing balaclavas.
Yeah.
And terrible jumpers and carrying shotguns and stuff. They are just works of art.
The sort of thing where you put the last stitch in and the AFP knocks on the door.
Exactly. Yeah, no, they are really, really bizarre.
Or maybe you need a set of these.
A false tooth salesman's sample pack. Rather bizarre. So it's sort of like a swatch, if you like. It's kind of like these teeth on kind of metal sticks. And I think the idea is you sort of check them out for size or colour or something, but they're rather bizarre looking things.
Are you certain they are false and not
they are
retrieved or
false.
Donated?
Yeah. No, I've got an aversion to the macabre. So yeah.
Well, that's the most surprising thing you've said so far, Hamish. Hamish Thompson, a man who made good use of a shipping container when he brought all this out from London to make his new equally collectible life in Lutruwita, Tasmania. I hope you're feeling much better about the state of your spare room.